First of all,
this is the BS Report with Bill Simmons.
It might be cool, I don't know. And if it's not, I don't care.
The BS Report with Bill Simmons.
Bill Simmons works for ESPN. He's also named the sports guy, and he writes a comical sports column. He must be a popular dude.
The BS Report.
It's got a real dirty sound, like a rusty steak knife cutting through a well-aged steak.
Now.
Here's Bill Simmons.
Welcome to the show, as always. Sal Iacono from Jimmy Kimmel Live joins us to go over the Week 5 line. Sal, you are in mourning over the Mets loss. How are you doing today?
It's terrible. It really doesn't get any better until I think like 3 weeks from now. But
yeah,
I don't know. I'm also sick of talking about it. And
right.
Now I don't even it really helps that the Padres lost, though. I have to say that was a pretty good collapse, too.
And just announced that Willie's coming back.
He's coming back. Well, it's not entirely his fault. I blame it almost completely on Scott Schoenweiss and his steroid addiction.
He tainted your team karmically.
Exactly.
It is when your team suffers a catastrophic loss like that. It is funny how you have to talk about it with everybody in your life for the next few days because they all feel obligated to talk to you about it. It's like a death.
It is bad, and it's like a death. Except if you had the car accident or whatever on tape, and you can keep going back and looking at it.
Yeah, that's true.
And because I've watched obviously the last game against the Marlins, and then I watched the first inning over and over, and like Glavine gets squeezed on a 2-2 pitch to Ramirez to lead off. I'm like, oh, they just would have called that a strike, and then Ugel bounces out. We could have had two out, nobody on. Oh, things could have been so different. You just drive yourself crazy with everything.
Oh, after game 6 of the 86 World Series, which turned out a little better for you than Sunday's game, I remember watching that tape, like studying it frame by frame, like the Zapruder film, especially like the Bob Stanley, Mookie Wilson at bat, where Mookie fouls, basically almost grounds out to third base, but it curves foul at the last second. You could drive yourself nuts. The good thing is the difference between sports and death is that when you die in real life, you die.
Uh-huh.
And in baseball, you just come back in April.
Exactly. You come back in April.
You have the whole winter to think about it.
Yeah, that's right.
That's it. All right, let's do the Week 5 lines. The underdogs went crazy last week, as we predicted.
They 8-1 outright, didn't they? Is that right?
Nine underdogs not only covered but won outright. And I think the road favorites were either 3-6 or 2-7.
That makes sense. I know. I look at some of these, like the first one, we'll start with like New Orleans home for Carolina. And you look at it, you stare at it for a few minutes, and you're like, why do I want to take the favorite in this game when the underdogs are covering, you know, and New Orleans isn't playing well? But what would you say it is?
Oh, I forgot to set this up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got to set it up.
Our cousin told us we had to set this up every week.
Go ahead.
So Sal, on Sunday night, he tries to predict what the lines will be.
Yeah.
And he writes those picks down. We're on the honor system,
mm-hmm.
And now he's going to read those lines to me, and we're going to see who did better for the week. And it's a nice little indicator to see maybe if a line is a little skewed. It's fun to play at home, so we
add them up at the end, and whoever wins the week, we're 2-2 with the weeks, and whoever has more weeks won buys the other or gets a free ticket from the other Super Bowl ticket.
And the other thing is. It really kind of behooves both of our gambling addictions.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's fun. Okay, go ahead.
All right, New Orleans home for Carolina.
Is DeLone playing or not playing?
It's looking like he's not playing.
Well, I don't see how this New Orleans team, I mean, you can't have more urgency for a game.
Right.
I'm going to say New Orleans by 2.5.
All right, I said 3.5. It's 3, so we both get it. We're both a half point off, so we
split.
Get it. Yeah,
you know,
I mean, they're coming off a bye, New Orleans. I mean, if Peyton doesn't get them up for this, I don't know.
But as you pointed out, it's last week or 2 weeks ago, it's possible that New Orleans just isn't good.
They could be bad. The only thing is, I think I trust John Mark Carr on the road more than I do David Carr, I think. How could he win this game? I would go with New Orleans.
You would think, like, don't go with the David Cassidy hairdo.
Right.
If you're trying to be a starting QB. At least go with the crew cut.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You're wearing a helmet, for God's sake. Jacksonville at Kansas City.
Now, what do we make of this Chargers team?
The Chiefs, you mean? Oh, the Chargers.
I mean, I'm sorry, the Chiefs.
I don't know. I don't know what to make of either of these teams, really. I'm, like, not even close to being able to figure out which one's good and which is not.
We watched that Chiefs-Chargers game, and the bottom line was Dwayne Bowe just destroyed the Chargers.
Yeah, they had no answer for him.
And I'm surprised, because in Hard Knocks, it seemed like they were only going to run, like, two or three types of routes for him.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw...
Well, Kennison is out. That opened things up for him, I think. But I don't know. Maybe I'm partial with the Hard Knocks, but it seems like two was enough wins for the Chiefs for a while.
Well, I think Herm Edwards finally met somebody he could outcoach last week.
Yeah.
That was a bigger price. Who is the road team in this game?
Jacksonville.
Jacksonville. I'm going to go with Jacksonville by 3.5.
I get that one. It's Jacksonville by 2. I said 1.5.
Okay.
But I wouldn't know who to take here. I mean, I like KC as a home venue, but, I don't know.
Jacksonville's on that list of about 9 or 10 teams that if you told me at the end of the year they're going to have 11 wins, I wouldn't be shocked. And if
right.
you told me they're going to have 6 wins, I wouldn't be shocked.
Right, yep. Yeah, we'll have to see them play a little more. All right, yeah. Detroit at Washington.
I'm going to say Washington by 4.5.
I said 3, and it's 3.5, so I just eked that one out against you.
Wow, John Kitna getting a lot of respect on the road, in my opinion.
He does, and Washington's coming off a bye, and I read something stupid. Detroit's never won in Washington, or 0-19 or something.
Interesting.
I don't know what it is, but
Do you ever think Dwayne Bowe would outshine Calvin Johnson?
Yeah, I know. And now he's banged up, right, John?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Kind of shocking. You and I both, before the season, if gambling had been legal, we would have put money on Marshawn Lynch to be the Offensive Rookie of the Year.
We would have put a lot of money on that.
Yeah, and that fortunately for us, that didn't happen.
It's still sort of a toss-up, right? I mean, you like Bowe and over Peterson, over Lynch. It's kind of...
I'd rank them Bowe number 1, Peterson 2, Lynch 3.
Yeah.
Right now, but it's early.
Yep. Packers kicker has like 5 field goals. We can go with that.
What about Nick Folk? He might be in the top 5.
I don't mind him, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think Detroit, maybe Washington this game. Detroit comes off an emotional win. I don't know. Anyway. All right. Next game, what do we have? Giants and Jets. The Giants are officially the home team, but you know how this is.
Yeah. I guess the Jets just aren't good, and it's impossible to say if the Giants are good because – basically, the left tackle on the Eagles couldn't block anybody on that Giants team on Sunday night, and that's why they lost.
Mm-hmm.
What a bizarre game.
It was terrible, and I don't know. I don't think the Giants looked that great either, right?
No.
They could have lost. They won 16-3. They easily could have lost that game that they dominated. So,
At what point does Andy Reid decide that maybe throwing the ball isn't a good idea?
Yeah, I know.
It didn't seem like they could stop Buckhalter in that game.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, when his best running back is Donovan McNabb, it's tough to move the ball anyway.
That was a weird game. And Madden and Michaels kind of lost interest in it in about midway through the third quarter.
Well, you know how teams look ahead? I think Madden was looking ahead to the Brett Favre game probably 2 weeks ago, so he took last week off. But
you know, the other weird thing was Tom Jackson said something really weird during the primetime. He said he thought Brett Favre was the most exciting player in NFL history.
I saw that. Peter King, actually. Oh, in history. Wow.
Yeah.
Peter King said this year he was the most exciting player. I don't know about that.
I'm going to not put him in the top 20.
Yeah. I like Pac-Man Jones ahead of him anyway, just off the top of my head. I don't know.
I'm going to say Giants by 3.
That's what I said, too. It's Giants by 3.5, so they gave him the extra. I don't know. Something for Jet fans here, right? It's kind of a home game. Can't they come show up there?
Well, they're basically, their season's over if they go 1-4.
Yeah, you're right. Tennessee at Atlanta. I'm sorry, Atlanta at Tennessee.
Dude, now, the Falcons were my 2007 sleeper. I basically disowned them.
Yeah.
And then they won last week. I feel like I might have to re-own them.
You want them back, right? Harrington looked pretty good.
Yeah, he's looked good for 2 straight weeks.
Yeah.
Tennessee by 7.5.
I said 8.5. It's 9. Oh, I'm smoking you this week, Sam.
You're killing me. That's a lot of points for Vince Young.
Well, I know 2 weeks doesn't seem like enough time to prepare for the Falcons, but maybe Jeff Fisher figures out how to.
Probably right.
I don't know. I know I don't like Tennessee giving that many points either, but Miami at Houston.
Wow. Miami might be 0-16.
Yeah.
They don't win that Raiders game. Now, is Andre Johnson playing for the Texans?
It said he's close to coming back, so I don't know what that means.
Because Andre Davis had 5 catches for 117 yards on Sunday, and he was a practice squad special teamer for the Pats last year.
Yeah.
That's pretty random. I'm going to say Texans by 6.5.
All right, you get that one. It's 5.5. I said 4. I thought it would be a little lower. Mm. But, I mean, how bad must the Dolphins be that they're getting, like, a half dozen points against a team that got killed by Atlanta last week? I don't know. I don't know if they step up or not. But I'd have to look at this game for 20 minutes before I picked one. Seattle at Pittsburgh.
Ooh. Hines Ward playing?
I didn't see anything on that.
You have to give credit to Seattle for that win last week. They really spanked the Niners.
Yeah, they did.
They really laid the smack down, and it was kind of statement I thought they needed to make.
Well, it helps knocking the starting quarterback out in the first minute of the game, but
yeah, that was good.
They did come to play.
We watched the Pittsburgh Arizona game last week with our friend Dave Damashek, who's a big Steelers fan, who calls Ben Roethlisberger 7, like he's some sort of royalty. And then when we were asking if 7 meant 7 inches overthrown and 7 points the other way, he got very upset. And he had a lot of opinions on it, which was also surprising.
Yeah, the opinion went for 2.5 hours, I think.
I'm going to say Pittsburgh by 3.5, and I'm going to nail this exactly.
Ooh. If you added a field goal, you'd nail it exactly. It's 6.5.
Really?
I had 6.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, I don't...
Why is Pittsburgh better than Seattle?
I don't know. They don't trust Seattle. Maybe in their division they trust them, but I don't know. I mean, you would think a little with the they need to pay him back for the Super Bowl win and everything. You'd think there'd be a little more juice on Seattle, but...
Jesus, I feel like Norv Turner this week. I'm just getting killed.
Yeah, I know. It's a tough one. All right, your Patriots, they play, and they're home to Cleveland.
Oh, no. Well, I like the over. Whatever it is, I like it.
Yeah, why not?
I'm going to say Pats by 13.5.
No. I had 15 and it's 16.
Oh, my God.
Well, didn't they give 16 to Buffalo?
Yeah, but Cleveland's pretty good, though.
I thought they'd be about it.
They're, what, a shade above mediocre?
Yeah. I have another beef with your team. Let me just say this.
Okay.
Enough with the linebacker catching the touchdown passes. You got good guys now. You got Moss. You got Stallworth, and he's banged up. But Welker and Watson. You don't need to go to Vrabel and Klecko and Brewski in the past. It's an unsportsmanlike.
But you know
it?
Why we do it.
Why is it?
Because Belichick and Shanahan have a fundamental problem with fantasy football.
Yeah,
and
well,
it's their way of waving the middle finger at the fantasy football owners.
Yeah, but this is the whole thing. I mean, you're already down in the public's eye. Don't you want to, don't you want to rehabilitate your reputation a little bit? It's just, I don't know.
I agree, but
like...
there's something with Vrabel, like Belichick. Vrabel's got nude photos of Belichick or something, and they have some sort of deal where he's got to catch 2 touchdowns a year.
Maybe it is. I mean, I feel like if the Yankees paraded Derek Jeter out to close a game, everyone would be like, oh, what are you doing? You got a million guys you can throw in there. You're just rubbing it in at this point. So.
Well, I don't know if you noticed yesterday, but they're definitely screwing around because they trotted out the Heath Evans Jr. Seau backfield at the goal line
yesterday. Yeah, that's the other thing. I know.
My buddy J-Bug called me after that and said they're like somebody who won a lot of money and they noticed like the pie guy poker table. Like, yeah, I'll give Pie Gow poker. Like, the Pats are in Pie Gow poker mode.
That's
they just don't
good.
Care. They're trying. They're good. Just spending money, and they don't care.
I'd rather them have the spy cameras than this nonsense go on all year. But, all right, Arizona at St. Louis. I was off on this one, way off.
The Rams are the worst team in the league.
Yeah. All right, well, you're off to a good start.
I'm off to a good start there. I'm going to say Arizona by 6.
I said St. Louis by 1.5, so you're still right because it's Arizona's given 3.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to make of this, really. I guess Steven Jackson's out again, but Kurt Warner against his old team, right?
Yeah, but
they rotate again?
We watched that Dallas Rams game. The Rams, it was sad.
Yeah, they are.
They're, like, beleaguered.
They are bad. Yeah.
They're terrible. You could have won that game by 50 points.
So you take Arizona there? You think they
yes.
win and cover?
Yes. I don't think the Rams win for at least 10 weeks.
All right. I don't know why I like that team.
And all it's right. not like Brian Leonard looked good last week.
Yeah. No, that's true.
He was who I thought he was.
That's true.
I'm going to use that joke
every Kurt Warner
week.
Actually, he left God out of it this week. He dedicated the game to his wife, who has osteoporosis.
Did he really?
No, she's old. I don't know. It's an old, we haven't had an old Kurt Warner's wife joke.
It's been like 4 years. Let me ask you, what is the Rams coach, what chain of events needs to happen for him to be under fire?
Yeah, you're right. Well, now he's not, you know, maybe they feel bad for him because they're banged up a little. Like, Bulger has a different broken rib every week, but...
But, I mean, I made fun of Art Shell mercilessly last year, and mm-hmm. Linehan is really no different. He stands there like a corpse. His team screws up. They have a ton of penalties. They're terrible. No difference.
No, I'm with you. If they win four games like it looks like they're going to, he's under fire for sure.
Do you think, one last question about the Rams, do you think you're going to cut Mark Bulger this year from your fantasy team?
What
no,
do you
I'm
mean?
Serious. Do you think you'll cut him?
Listen, I have to ask you something. And put this out to all your readers and now listeners. I am in three leagues. I'm 0-12 in fantasy football.
Really?
0-12. And you know me, Bill. I start in July. I read up on it. Just,
you do mock drafts?
I go to a cabin in the hills for Labor Day weekend. I study, and I just, yeah, I do 150 mock drafts. It's crazy. 0-12. I wanted to know if anyone could beat that.
Wow. Maybe, yeah, I mean, there might be a case of just the overthinking it.
Yeah.
You start talking yourself into the Jarius Norwoods of the world.
Exactly, yeah.
Instead of just
second
the
round was too early for him?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was.
I don't know what to do with myself. Thank
oh, God and 12.
It's awful, isn't it? I mean, I have every combination of loser. Larry Johnson in one league, Maroney in another, and, you know, Lee Evans early. I'm snake bitten. I don't know what to do.
Well, you had a good fantasy loss this week that we were watching. You basically needed 10 more yards from Frank Gore to win.
Right.
And the Niners were in the catch-up offense down 20 and somehow couldn't throw him a screen pass.
I have two losses by one total point because we do reserve ties in one league. So
yeah.
Yeah, it's good times.
Yeah, good times.
All right, we'll move on. Tampa Bay at Indy.
I don't know what to make of this Tampa Bay team. I really don't. I don't get it. I don't understand it. But I'm going to pay the Indy tax here and say it's Indy by 10.5.
I said 9. You're closer. It's 10. But I do think you're right. I think there should be more of a tax because, like, put them in Patriot territory a little. They should give 13 at home unless the team, you know?
Yeah. Well, in last week's podcast, I talked about how much I love the Colts against Denver. And somehow on Friday's column, I picked Denver. I don't know what happened in the 72 hours.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, Cadillac Williams is out for the year now. And,
yeah.
And they lost Luke Pettigo, a tackle. Like, maybe they go away a little now this week.
What did you think of the Buccaneers crossing to the other sideline to show their concern for Cadillac Williams?
Oh, I didn't see. What do you mean? You mean the Panthers?
No, Cadillac Williams got injured on the Panthers sideline.
Oh,
and the
entire
Bucs team walked across the field to express their concern as he got carted off.
Yeah.
They made a big deal about it on the shows.
Yeah, oh, I guess so. I don't know. I don't know.
I think Cadillac Williams is like, yeah, that's great, but
but
my knee is my four knee ligaments I just lost, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you for the concern.
I think they'd be used to it by now with him. But, yeah.
I'm shocked by the Bucs. I really am.
I predict they go away and go away big this week.
Yeah, but somebody's got to win that division.
I guess so. And the Saints aren't stepping up Panthers. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Maybe stick with your Falcons.
Yeah.
Denver's home for San Diego.
That's a tough one. I don't know what to make of that matchup. And you know, it's possible that Denver's just not good.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to say pick them.
Yeah, you'll get that one. I said Denver by 3. It's Denver by 1.
I don't know. I can say is do not wager.
San Diego's 1-4 if they lose this week, right? That's
you can't wager in that game. I mean, LaDainian Tomlinson cried last week.
Yeah.
You can't sink lower than having your best guy cry in a press conference four weeks into the season.
Well, he's a big Mets fan. It had nothing to do with the game.
And the Chargers fans chanted Marty. What a humiliating loss that was. Oh my
that
God.
Guy is loving life. Is he loving life?
Marty?
He and polar opposites of Bill Parcells right now.
Well, the other thing is he gets paid.
He does, right?
Like, not only did this all, like, backfire on his mortal enemy, A.J. Smith, but Schottenheimer gets a check every 2 weeks for not showing up to work.
Wow. Yeah. That's
good times.
Living the life. That's pretty good. All right. Baltimore at San Francisco.
Looks like the Niners are the bandwagon team that just stinks.
Yeah.
The summer bandwagon team. That's one of my better theories.
And it's Dilfer. Yeah, no, you did call. It's Dilfer this week, right?
What about, is it Bowler or McNair?
They say they're, you know what? I didn't see that. I know Minnesota is rotating when they come back off a bye, but.
I don't know what chain of events needs to happen for Bowler to become the QB.
What do we make of the Baltimore defense? Is it, I mean, Vegas, well, you'll guess the line. You'll see.
They kept losing guys.
Yeah.
And eventually they just lost too many guys. And everybody's like, it's fine. They can replace them with this guy. But after a while, you have five good guys left.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Baltimore by 3.5.
I said 3. It is 3. It's exactly 3. So I get
nice.
That one. I don't know. I guess Vegas still believes in their defense. So, I don't know. Maybe they put a whipping on them.
I don't believe in their defense.
Well, Sunday night, Chicago at Green Bay.
Oh, really?
That's what I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
John Madden.
That might be the first game I watch for 3 straight hours with the mute.
Well, what do you mean? They're getting married at halftime. They're having a nice ceremony in the middle of the field.
Well, what about between the Favre and the Grossman Greasy thing at the same time? Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's terrible. I might actually skip that game. Is there good? There might be baseball tonight, right?
There will, but I think the Yankees are going to play.
I might skip that one. I can't take it. I can't take the Favre anymore. God bless him.
It's
He's too great.
Much.
It's unbelievable. I freely admit it, but we gotta just stop.
No, I'm with you.
Green Bay by 3.5.
It's 3. I had 3 exactly. So.
God, you absolutely.
Well, wait a
destroyed
minute.
Me.
I guess I did beat you 7-8.
This is
9,
like the Dallas Rams game.
It's 9-6, so this last one doesn't matter.
I'm going to play it out just for pride.
All right, I'll give you 4 if you win this. Dallas at Buffalo. Actually, I was off a lot on this.
When are you guys going to play a good team?
What do you want? We're stuck in our conference. What can we do?
Jesus.
I'll tell you when. If we survive this, you come to us next week, you know.
Oh, the undefeateds. Battle of the undefeateds.
Yeah,
I almost feel like we should go to that game.
Yeah.
Dallas by – oh, man, I can't go higher than 8. I'm going to say 7.5.
All right, well, you're still closer than I am because I said 7, and it's 10. So they,
good Lordy.
They respect Dallas a lot, apparently. But
so how many high lines do we have over – over 8.5.
How many lines? Well, New England's like 16.
Right.
Tennessee is 9.
Right.
Indy's 10 over Tampa Bay and Dallas.
So the 3-team tease that we recommend you don't do this week is Tennessee, Indy, and Dallas.
That's right.
Last week we talked about, what was it, Indy? It was Indy, San Diego, and somebody else. Who
San
covered.
Diego killed everyone, right? Well, I like Pittsburgh, too, last week on the road against Arizona. So
well, San Diego not only killed every 3-team tease, but pretty much ended the suicide pools in this country.
That's right.
Because 99% of the people who did a suicide pool had them, and like 1% picked Dallas.
Well, I was out week one, so I'm happy about that.
Well, so we're going to stay away from that. Is there a 2-teamer we like?
I kind of like Pittsburgh. I know you think Seattle's almost as good. The Browns are charging fast. They need to win that game. I think Pittsburgh, but maybe Pittsburgh and I think the Colts roll over some of these other teams.
Do you have a World Series pick for us?
I'm gonna go Red Sox over the Phillies. You'd be happy with that, right?
Yeah.
I think your bats come alive a little and the Phillies slow down. I don't know.
You know, I'm much more enthusiastic about this Red Sox team than I was 3 weeks ago.
You should. They're for a team that won the division, they're kind of coming out of nowhere, right?
Like, well, the offense has reinvented itself.
Yeah, And the Yankees are still favored if you look at the Vegas line. So,
right.
I mean, it's perfect for you guys.
I'm feeling good. All right. I will see you next week, Cousin Sal.
Bill,
thank you so much. Check your picks on JimmyKimmelLive.net.
Yeah, 20-7 over the last 2 weeks. 27-3 against the spread.
27-7 losses, three ties.
Three ties.
That's pretty good.
All right.
All right. Talk to you next week.
Take care, buddy.
All right. Baseball playoffs starting this week. This could be the final relevant week of Johnny, Are You Worried Yet? The segment where I call my buddy Jacko at work and ask him how worried he is about the New York Yankees. And it'll be interesting to hear his response this week. Let's give him a ring.
Hello, John O'Connell.
Johnny.
So, Billy. Is this the playoff edition?
It's the playoff edition of Johnny, Are You Worried Yet? you're in the playoffs, so you can't be that worried.
No. Well, it's always, you know, this is the time of the year. You're in the dance, you know. It's always a little butterflies in the stomach, you know. You can be eliminated. You can go all the way. So, yeah, there's a little, you know, a little nervousness. Yanks don't have home field. They face two tough pitchers and a mediocre lineup.
I will say that the Tribe have good fans.
They do. They're
like they have fans that make noise. There's not going to be a lot of Yankee fans. That was one of the only teams the Red Sox played this year where the Indians still had like the vast majority of the fans in the stadium.
Yes.
Which was weird.
They sold out that stadium for like the first ridiculous number of years it was open, 10 years it was open or something.
Yeah. So that you'll have a nice...
Albert Bell and Carlos Baerga don't play for them anymore, right?
No, they don't.
Oh, okay. All right. That's good.
There's not a lot of hitters for you to be worried about.
No.
Although Travis Hafner did start hitting the last month.
And their catcher is good, Victor Martinez.
Yes.
He's very good.
He, in my opinion, he's the scariest guy to come up.
Definitely.
Other than him, Hafner's a little bit scary. Sizemore, I don't know. I want to see Sizemore do it in a big series before I'm scared of him.
And I'd like to see Sabathia and Carmona do it in the playoffs. I mean, I know Sabathia is great. He's probably going to win the Cy Young, but I'll believe it when I see it. And if they come out and pitch better, then you just have to tip your cap. And the Yankees rotation, frankly, scares me to death. So
let me ask you about the Sabathia, because I was looking at those Cy Young numbers, and he threw 241 innings.
Yeah.
And Beckett threw like 200.
Mm.
And it's like, ooh, who's going to win? Like, how does Sabathia not get credit for the extra 41 innings? Like, he pitched 20% more innings than Beckett did, and they had relatively similar stats.
Yeah, I think Sabathia has more strikeouts and Beckett has more wins or something, right?
He's easily the Cy Young winner.
I would think so, yeah. His ERA is lower, too, I believe.
Now, if they do the voting, would Mike Mussina be last?
He turned it around towards the end of the year.
He did? Better.
I actually think Kayagawa would be last.
Kayagawa.
Just behind Chase Wright.
You know, I was watching the Padres-Rockies game last night, which was spectacular.
Yes.
And so Jorge Julio came in for the Rockies in the 13th, and you know how to watch the National League.
Right.
If the National League is really like where the American League relievers go to die, it's like the convalescent home of baseball leagues.
It's actually not where they go to die. It's where they go to flourish.
Well, that's true. Because we had J.C. Romero and Joel Pinheiro, who were excruciatingly terrible this season.
Exactly.
And they became major factors in the pennant race.
They're huge cogs in the Philly wheel there, and now it's enormous.
And then so then I was watching Jorge Julio. I was just thinking how funny it was because I hadn't thought about him in a good 2 years.
You know, it's so funny, like the National League, being a Yankee fan, you don't follow the National League at all. And
yeah.
I was listening to the sports radio on the way to work today, actually ESPN Sports Radio, and they had Steve Phillips on, and he was breaking down all the series and talking about the starters and the lineup and who had the best one out of the four teams in each league. And he named the Rockies starters. I literally never heard of any one of them. And he rated them, like, very highly in the National League. I wouldn't know any of the three guys he named if they walked into my office right now.
I think I've seen Trevor Hoffman pitch four times in my life, and each time he blew a save.
Yeah, and he's considered, like, one of the best closers ever, apparently.
He's basically like Todd Jones, the National League Todd Jones. Like, he throws, like, 88. It's inexplicable how he gets guys out, but somehow he's got, like, 7,000 saves.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's crazy. The National League. And watch, they'll probably win the World Series this year because last year everybody called it quadruple A and bashed it, and the Cardinals won the World Series. So who knows? Who knows in this wacky sports world, you know?
So what is your ideal scenario for the baseball playoffs?
the Red Sox are swept and lose by double digits in all three games. And the Yankees sweep the Indians and outlast Anaheim to go to the World Series.
So you don't want to play the Red Sox?
No. I don't think I can take another Armageddon this year, the third one in 4 years. I just can't take it. There's too much riding on it because I really can't take the Red Sox winning the World Series again. I just can't.
You know, I would love for the Indians to dispatch the Yanks because I'm the same way. I can't handle the Armageddon. And also, I feel like if the Yanks squeezed out the series win over the Red Sox, it's not going to erase what happened in 2004, but you'd have the upper hand again. I feel like we still have the upper hand.
Exactly. It would be huge for you if we were to beat you. Yeah, that's right. I mean,
then it's like, you could play the whole aberration thing, and if Roberts doesn't steal, it would have been like the last century would have been gone our way. Like, I don't know.
It just proves that year it happened, but it was a complete fluke.
Yeah, I feel you could at least play that argument. But
it would give us something to respond to the 3-0 choke arguments. That we would have an answer back, you know?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but that was just a fluke. Look what we did in 99, 03, and 07, you know?
Yeah, right now you don't have a lot of comebacks.
No.
Now, the biggest concern with the Yanks is Mariano Rivera, who's aging before our eyes. It's kind of sad.
Well, he makes me nervous.
It's like seeing Terry Hatcher in HD.
And the last time they faced Cleveland in the playoffs, he, of course, gave up the home run in 97 to Sandy Alomar, where they lost the playoffs. So
right.
That's a little troubling. The biggest concern for them is their starting pitching. I mean, I don't know. Qingming Wang, he can be good. He can be terrible. Andy Pettitte gave up 9 runs in 5 innings to the Orioles on Saturday. He's the game 2 starter. Roger Clemens hasn't pitched in I don't know how long and has a gimpy elbow, if you can have a gimpy elbow. And he hasn't even been seen in like a week, and they're counting on him to be the game 3 starter, which could be crucial. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. That makes me very nervous.
Are you nervous about how you have to play all the games in a row versus the 5 games in 8 days?
No, that doesn't really bother me all that much. It would bother me more if we had some dominant pitcher that I keep saying we, like I'm on the team. If the Yankees had a dominant pitcher that they wanted to bring back, you know, if they had Pedro or somebody that was really a huge starter and, you know, he could only start once. But,
yeah.
You know, because they're going to get rid of the Jabba rules in the playoffs. So going back-to-back doesn't really bother me.
Well, I feel like if you guys win, the MVP of the series will be Joe Borowski.
Yo, that's huge, I think. That's a
He's
big factor.
He's your ace in the hole.
Because their bullpen is awful. I mean, if they can hang tight with Sabathia and, you know, even if Sabathia, you know, Wong can hang close, and let's say that, you know, Sabathia leaves with a 2-1 lead and then they bring in Borowski, I'm going to feel pretty good.
Yeah. Well, they have 2 good setup guys.
Yes.
But, and one of whom who was on my fantasy team, Rafael Perez, who was a dynamo.
And Betancourt is the other guy,
and
right?
And Betancourt's good. Former steroid abuser, Rafael Betancourt. but once they get to that closer, it's a drop-off.
Yeah, he's got an ERA. I mean, anytime your closer has an ERA over 5, I mean,
that's
you talk
good.
About Mariano aging before our eyes, yeah, but his ERA is not over 5, you know?
No. Is Rivera a free agent after the year?
He is.
So this could be an ignominious ending to the Rivera.
It could be.
It could end with him walking off with the shell-shocked face, walking off the Cleveland Stadium, whatever the hell it's called.
Jacobs Field.
And then he signs with, like, the Marlins next year, or the Pirates, or somebody awful.
Yeah.
That'll be it.
That could be it.
He'll probably cash out at some point.
Well, the Yanks are going to give him some money. Probably they'll negotiate a 2-year deal or something for him. And he really, you know, he deserves the money for past glory, if nothing else. So he probably won't leave.
Yeah, it's funny they hardball Rivera, who's been like him and Jeter have been the heart of the team for 10 years.
I know.
And yet
they give Keigawa $46 million
overpay Keigawa. Kyle Farnsworth, hey, here's a big contract for you.
I know, it's outrageous. It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
Well,
and Posada's a free agent, too. I never thought I'd see the day when I'd be rooting for them to bring back Jorge Posada, but I kind of think they have to.
He had a nice contract year. Him and Mike Lowell really, like, defined the contract year.
They really did.
Well, I have to be honest, Johnny. You sound nervous to me. You sound legitimately nervous. I can hear it in your voice.
Last year, maybe that's good, though, because last year I was like, Detroit, oh, they're awful. I was very confident, and that was a complete train wreck. So this is good that I'm nervous, you know? It's good to be a little edgy.
Well,
let me ask you a question. Do you feel that the Red Sox, in announcing, I was reading about this today, and I thought it was a good point, actually, that Francona came out yesterday and talked about the national treasure, Daisuke Matsuzaka, being the number two starter because
yeah.
they're setting things up for the next 2.5 and 3 weeks and thinking about the next series.
Yeah.
You think that's reminiscent of when they painted the World Series logo before Game 7 in 2003?
I don't think so. You have to kind of
get to the next series before, like, let's worry about that down the road, you know?
I think you're misconstruing Terry's statements. I don't think that's what he meant at all.
It's a little bulletin board material. They might have to show that to Vlad. I don't think Vlad would like that. Taking you for granted, Vladdy.
Vlad wouldn't even be able to walk over to the bulletin board. He's like a beer league softball player at this point. The guy, he should hit with a cane.
Wow.
I have to be honest. I couldn't be less concerned about the Angels. I really couldn't. I think they stink.
Really?
And we own John Lackey. And I don't mean to sound like an arrogant Boston fan because I'm terrified of the Yanks. And deep down, I feel like we're probably not going to win that series. But I think we're going to beat the Angels. I just don't think they're very good.
Well, Lackey's 8 ERA at Fenway is not that doesn't make you feel good.
We own John Lackey. Well, the other thing is, you know, they're in this division where they get to play the A's, the Mariners. Who's the other team? The Rangers?
Yeah.
I guess we can't talk because we have some cream puffs in our division. But I don't know. I just don't feel like they're like the cream of the crop. It's not the best Angels team, that's for sure.
And they kind of faded down the stretch. I mean, they hung out in that division, but they haven't been playing great lately.
Yeah. I was talking to my dad yesterday. We were talking, trying to figure out which Angels scared us. And my dad's like, well, that one guy always hits us. The guy, I couldn't even remember his name. Like, that's the 2007 Angels. You can't even remember the names of the guy who hit us.
Plus the Angels, I mean, they don't even play in Los Angeles, and they're the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. It's the most ridiculous thing in sports.
I know. I still call them Anaheim.
Just be the California Angels again, for God's sake, or whatever, you know, or Anaheim. You're not in Los Angeles. It's ridiculous.
It's embarrassing.
It really is.
And I think they're going to be dispatched relatively quickly. I would be a little more afraid of them if Scott Shields was pitching well, but you know who's like a merge for them? Speaking of recycled relievers, Darren Oliver.
Really?
Yeah, Darren Oliver after like the All-Star break is like a force.
It's not a good sign that he's a key factor on the team. So.
No, I mean he's going to be pitching big innings. But the main reason I'm not worried about them is because we still have that residual Donnie Moore, Dave Henderson hangover to every Angels Red Sox playoff game.
It's true.
It's a demon that they need to exercise, and I don't think this is the team that will be exercising it.
That's true. They're due for some payback there, I guess.
Well,
someday.
Johnny, listen, you sound so nervous. I'm almost bored talking to you.
Really?
Yeah, it's like I could just hear it. It's the same sound your voice used to have in college when you had a big midterm and you hadn't studied for it. Just kind of the foreboding fear.
Yeah, but look, I mean, I graduated, so that turned out okay. So,
barely.
You know, what did you say, barely?
Both of us.
Yeah.
Both of us, barely. Although, I think if we'd been in college now with the internet, I would have had a 3.5 because of all the cheating everyone's capable of.
Of course, you could have downloaded some much better papers.
Yeah, they have like actual written papers you could just take.
It must be impossible to be a professor these days because you wouldn't know what is actual somebody's work or was from some internet site.
Yeah, back then you had to like make friends with people in the older classes who would give you their old papers.
It's crazy when you think back to college. We're not really that old, and yet we didn't have cell phones or iPods or the internet. It was like going to school in the Middle Ages, you know?
I was thinking, like, remember when we had a party back then, you had to like call each person?
Yeah, like or put up flyers. Like now you could just send a text message to 800 people, you know?
Yeah, and we had a roommate who would have done that. We had a roommate who probably would have the email address of everybody in our class and just would have been sending group emails.
I mean, not that we would do that for parties, but when we were going to the chapel or the library and you wanted some people to go with you, you know, you had to call everybody. So
I'm going to say this. I think it's a good thing that we went to college in an era that didn't have the internet, cable TV, or what's the other thing? Cell phones.
In the pre-Britney Spears era, yes.
Yeah, I think that's one of the only reasons we graduated. Well, Johnny, I am a 1 out of 10 this week. I feel very confident, and it sounds like you're about a 6.
Well, I'd say call it a 5.
Call it a 5.
Yeah.
Well, I am delighted to hear the fear in your voice. I can't tell you.
Thank you. Sometimes it's a little better to be nervous, Bill, you know?
Whatever.
Yeah.
As always, I wish you the worst of luck.
And
hopefully when we talk last week, it will be the final edition of Johnny Are You Where
It could
Yet?
Be the preview of Armageddon Part 3. So.
Could be that too.
All righty.
All right, talk to you next week.
All right.
So I get to sign off. Whoa.
Thank you for downloading the BS Report with Bill Simmons.
Too much fun.
Check out more podcasts at the iTunes Music Store or at PodCenter at ESPNRadio.com.
Peace out.